Good morning. It's the Kenny Hodds Postal Podcast. Hold on tight. Go get 'em, Ken.
It's 2 p.m. Yeah. Ever since I was a school kid, knew that I could do this.
If I let that beat play, I'll probably be dancing in my studio. Hey, good morning. It's Kenny Hodds. And shout outs this morning to a crew in Columbus, Ohio, at City Gate Processing Plant. I thought it was pretty awesome. Yesterday, the supervisor, a young man by the name of Mohiyadeen Muhammad, in concert with the 204B, a young lady by the name of Nikita, I call it Nikki, they put together, out of their own funds, pizza.
Ain't Nikita,
like individual right? Pizzas for their whole crew on the dock. I don't know, I thought that was awesome. And I want to say to Mohiyadeen and Sister Nikki, hey, great job. And I'm sure your people appreciate it. And even though I'm saying very nice things about you, because that was positive, I wanted to note that you did not give me any of that pizza. And it looks like they had about 100 of them. No, great job. And I'm sure the Tour 3 dock crew, that the crew of individuals who work on the dock, they appreciate it. And I can't forget about the City Gate Maintenance Department. Ever since we had the town hall meeting and I made a comment, they have stepped the game up. I mean, I don't understand the spray bottles as opposed to the Purell sanitizer, but there is always, I guess it's a mixture of distilled alcohol or something, but it's plenty of it. And if it's a preventive measure, then they are definitely more than meeting that. So, hey, great job, Maines. Hey, on another note, Columbus, Ohio, you know how we have the driving pattern, the arrows on the floor that's supposed to dictate the direction of travel? Well, let me tell you, I know we don't follow that, but I was beginning to get curious about it again. And let me tell you what I saw the other morning, and I have no more questions about the driving pattern in Columbus. They have a robot that is programmed to go against the arrows. So when I saw that, I said, you know what, I have no more questions about the driving pattern, because it can't exist. When they program the robots to go against the driving pattern that they established, then I don't know, I guess at some point they realized, they being management, realized that if you follow that pattern that they established, it pretty much doubled your dispatch and delivery time. So if they realized that, wouldn't it just be simpler to let everybody know that? This way, we have clear and concise directions on the flow of traffic inside the building. I have to talk about a little local laundry right now. And in the area that I work, Tour 2 Apps, there seemed to be some confusion amongst other mail handlers as to why me in particular was able to come in consistently in the mornings. Well, two reasons. One, I'm on the overtime desire list. Two, That's the natural rotation if people are needed in the morning. Now, there seems to be another twist that a lot of people are confused about, and that is I am currently on a 3189, which is a change of schedule. I am here to tell you, and we will document this, a change of schedule does nothing but change your schedule. It doesn't preclude you from anything. Again, excuse me, there's one or two exceptions. It doesn't preclude you from a right to work overtime. Changes of schedule are usually, not always, put in so that it allows an employee to leave earlier. So just I'm putting this on a common sense meter. So if the post office allows you to leave earlier, they said it's okay, it just doesn't make sense that they would turn around and ask you to stay for end of tour overtime, which would now force you to leave later than they already authorized you to leave. People also think, and when I gave that example, I was speaking, I was answering a question directly related to, if you're on a change of schedule, then for some reason you forfeit all overtime. What you forfeit is the hours that are not your normal tour hours. The difference in hours, you forfeit out of schedule premium. In other words, if you normally start at 8 o'clock, but your change of schedule is 6 o'clock, well, from 6 to 8, that's actually out of your schedule. But because you have a 3189 change of schedule on file, then you forego out of schedule premium. You do not forego your rotation in overtime. Unless that overtime is needed on the back end, then you get passed over, it goes to the next person. But if overtime is needed that next morning, then it is back to your turn in the rotation. Does that make sense? And if you take a moment and just digest that scenario says you have people in Columbus, Ohio, wanting to work additional hours. And Columbus management now is attempting to manage that overtime, and I know that's what they're supposed to do, but they're attempting to manage that overtime, and they're managing it to the point where you have members wanting to work and not being allowed to work. And that is absurd, especially when you look at Columbus being about 40% down, or the post office being about 40% down and employees reporting to work. So you're 40% under man staffed, increased packages coming in, but you are manipulating hours of employees willing to work additional hours. That just doesn't make sense to me. In Columbus, Ohio, if you're playing that cost per work hour game, then shame on you. If you are trying to manage cost per work hour at the expense of providing a little better product, that's not how you win customers, and that's not how you deliver essential needs or you treat essential employees. And for the podcast audience that's following this scenario, there's only two people on the overtime list. That's why I said if you get passed over once, it goes to the next person, and then it's back to you in the rotation. But, you know, the last couple of mornings I got an opportunity to come in early and work on tour one. And I gotta say, does anybody other than me think those robots, the VGVs, are a waste of investment? I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that feels that way. But traveling behind those robots that move very slow, consistently stop and delay the traffic flow, I don't see where that's better than having actual drivers drive their bid. Now, I understand that the post office is probably thinking, Well, with the manpower being reduced, the robots will play a bigger part in transportation of mail. Well, my response to that would be, although you're going to have less people, you are now housing more packages. More people process more mail. Less people were processing mail, but not to the extent that the post office might want to. So, less people, more packages. More packages means we have less free space. Free space, clear aisles is what drives the VGVs, and we are not able to supply that on a daily basis. Now, I gotta admit, everybody, including supervisors, work those VGBs every day. It started off as a big job. Now it's kind of like everybody's job, but it's okay because we sat back as a craft and just allow that transition to take place. And before long, there's not even going to be VGV bid jobs. You're going to be just like the facility you visited in Portland, where they expect everybody, or all mail handlers, all expediters, to unload detached mail being transported by a VGV. Now, to the post office, I want to say that must have been one good con job you gave the craft in order to introduce that level of technology into the craft. I'm sure you showed a cost per work hour where it would be to your advantage to have those VGVs, but I think if whomever are interested in protecting the craft, somebody should be looking at some cost analysis and maybe address it with the post office that it's in your best interest to bring additional mail handlers back, especially in Columbus, Ohio, and let's forget about those VGVs, because you do not have the aisle space, you do not have the open floor space for you to maximize use of those VGVs. Hey, this is Kenny Haas, just trying to keep you up on some situations. Let's all have a great day, and as I bring this to a close, again, hey, maintenance in Columbus, Ohio, and the 203 dock operation, great job. Maintenance, great job of trying to keep us safe. 203 dock operation, great job by the supervisors on the dock recognizing their employees. Let's have a great day, and remember, make sure we have sanitized wipes, wipe your equipment down, be mindful of others. If possible, make sure you have your mask and gloves on. And again, let's all do everything we can do to keep ourselves safe, and in return, we're going to keep others safe. Kenny Haas, talk to you tomorrow.